This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha!
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome back to another The Home episode of The Podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
My name is Ted. He's down in the bottom square today wearing a nice hat. I wish I had one. Actually, I did. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Ted, how many matching outfits do we have at this point? What's going on, everybody? We're deep in hoodie and dip season, which I'm pumped about. Turning the corner on the holidays. Thanksgiving coming up. Christmas. Obviously, I'm busy shoveling popcorn in the mine, but I'm ready to rock, boys. Let's do it.
Yeah, try to think. We definitely have some of the same gear just for the SOG. All right, back there in the top left, getting the studio all set up, recording when he's allowed to. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Thank you for giving me permission to record this.
Hey, you know what? I'm happy to do it, bud.
Takes a village.
Matt.
Dude, that made it sound sketchy.
Oh, Jesus, Cobb. You're already fading. You might have to switch the phones. Go to guns. Go to
guns. Switch.
While he's switching, Matt, what is the current temperature down there in lovely Palm Springs?
It's currently 83. I did see it should dip into the 70s later this week. So that's a bit of a concern, but yeah. Oh, no, it's 77 right now. My app updated. But it'll be like a high of 75 in the next couple of days or something, which is crazy because it's been above 90.
We're rocking a brisk 39 currently. Oof. In Seattle. And it has been, Cobb, I think Cobb moved back or came back up like a week ago. This has been like one of the wettest Novembers on record. And it's only, what, the 16th as we're taping this.
Oh, dude, I'd believe that, man. The wind has been crazy, too. So, you know, a lot of what we're doing, we're working outside, you know, moving ingredients in and out of our shop and whatnot. And this is the first time that we've had ingredients get ruined by the rain. And they're outside for like 10, 15 seconds going from our van to our shop or from a van to the storage. You know, like that rain was torrential and the wind almost blew me off the freeway.
Yeah, I mean, Pub League this year, like, again, Sunday was just another drencher and wind. So I'm talking to Max, who runs the league, and I'm like, dude, in the 3 years I've been playing this, this is the worst session I've seen. He's like, dude, I've been the commissioner of this league for like 10 plus years. He's like, I've never seen it consistently be this bad every Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. And Matt, it was so brutal. Like, I can't even explain it. Everybody was just so wet and like your clothes are so heavy. Like the set, because we played two games. The second game, the pace slowed down a lot.
Oh, I believe that. How is the morale in the first game?
It's good. I mean, okay. we got the mayor back there in goal, which he had another two shutouts. The man is on fire.
Wow.
Let's go.
And he's like, man, I love this weather. But like everybody else is okay. Well, listen, let's just cut to the chase. Here's the other problem is that the weather has scared off some people. So our team, we only had two subs, and then one girl hurt her leg in the first game, so we had one sub.
Oh,
I mean, Well, the second half of the second game, we were just dying. Luckily, we got a 0-0 draw, but like we had a corner. I was playing defense. I can't help myself. I like snuck up there and I'm looking at the other defender. I'm like, you don't mind if I sneak up? He's like, nah, just make sure you get back. I'm like, cool. Of course, it's a shitty corner. That ball is going up the other field. You can hear me just yell like, shit, and just start chugging back. And then I was like, I know we only have one sub, but like, I've been playing this whole match, like sub. I'm gonna fall out here on the turf.
Take me out, coach.
Yeah, right? I was just like, man, I mean, like, you know, Joe and I, we can enjoy a few beers and have fun. We still go to a bar afterwards, but I don't know how to explain it. We weren't there that long. We watched the end of that terrible Seahawks game, and then Joe was like, we got to go. I was like, I know. My underwear is still drenched. He didn't have like a dry shirt. He was like sitting there shivering. I was like, all right, we got to go.
In his goalie gear?
Yeah. Not only his goalie gear, my man was still wearing his shinnies.
Dude, you guys are living the Seattle Pub League lifestyle. I mean, that's, you know. Yeah.
Dude, when we were sitting at the table, every once in a while, I would just kick him in the shin. I'm like, I can't believe you're still wearing your shinnies inside.
Here's the thing, though, man. You know, goalies are always weird cats. I mean, you got to think about the kind of guy who wants to play a different game than all of his friends are playing. A game where he can either only lose or draw by either getting goals against him or, you know, staying even. Joe's playing that game. He's on a solo mission. And the thing is, he's five games in without a goal against. So it's like, you know, if he's notching clean sheets, he can do as much weird and bizarre behavior as he wants. It's kind of like, it's only weird if it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And he does have four. The first game he played, there was a couple goals, but they weren't his fault. What else are you going to say? Yeah, I mean, the other funny thing is the power of the Jell-O shot. So I had four random Jell-O shots with me. The one girl on our team, like she, like it's not like a major injury; it's just like a nagging one. So in between the games, I go, "Do you want something for the pain?" She's like, "Oh yeah, do you have like Advil?" I was like, "No, but I have Jell-O shots." She was like, "Yeah, screw it, I'll take a Jell-O shot." And then she ended up playing some of the second game. So I was like, you know, maybe the Jell-O shots out there helping people. I don't know.
Dr. Ted
got what you need.
That, and I think I threw her off too, is it was like something with her ankle. And I was like, maybe you should spat him. She's like, spat him. I'm like, yeah. Like when you tape up over the cleat and then over the ankle and go back over, you know, spat your cleats. And she's like, all right, I thought you were talking about literally spitting on my ankle. And I was like, no. I was like, I Cobb, do you remember that term?
Like, is that? Yeah, of course. Yeah. The big difference is, yeah. So I kicked in high school. I was the like kicker and punter, not a very good one. But and so the thing with spats is people usually use those for football because ankle flexibility isn't that important. But for soccer, you really have to do your ankles a different way because you need to mostly be able to turn that. Sometimes if people have like really injured ankles, they'll freeze it up like that with a spat and then turn their whole hip to pass or something. But yeah, tough tape job for that sport. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm surprised you didn't.
Yeah. I was like, I thought that was a term, but I'm like, all right, if you've never heard it, then yes, spat your ankles does sound kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, you're pretty much in terms of like a shot on the goal, you're pretty much limited to the toe punch.
I also, for the record, like I tried to get in, I was like, hey, listen guys, like I get fired up. So I just run over and take the corners, but somebody else, like, please take them. I want to try to score a goal. So I only took one corner this week, and I still haven't played enough where I know, like, I just booted the shit out of this thing. So it got nice arc, but it literally went over, like, the goal and then bounced in. So it was like, that was a good – and I was like, that's not what I was trying to do. I was trying to get it in the air right in front of the goal, but I'll take it.
Wait, you scored on a corner?
No. It was just funny. It, like, literally, like, it hugged the line. And everybody's kind of watched it, like, roll out of bounds. But it never rolled out. It just bounced and stayed right on the line. So it's like, come on, play it.
Dang.
Yeah. Because, like I said, sometimes I still, when I shoot, I toe it. Which is, you know, I know you're not supposed to do, but I can get, like, power behind it. But if you ask me to describe what I'm doing, I'm like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, dude, the toe punch, it's discouraged in youth soccer, but it actually has its place, I would say. It's like kind of like the knuckle puck of soccer. And so in indoor, it works really well because you can just get off a shot quick and it's kind of got some crazy motion on it. But I'm a fan of the toe punch. I don't think you should take it out of your quiver, especially if it's working for you.
No, exactly. That's why I talked to our other buddy, Brett. I go, I don't know what I'm doing. He goes, you scored a goal doing it. So I would say keep doing it.
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty accurate. Wait, so how thin is your squad? How many people are on the field and how many people do you guys have on the team?
Okay, so it's 7v7, right? A keeper and then 6 field players. But, like, you're supposed to have – we usually the teams are, like, 12 players. But we have 3 people that have never showed up. And then with the rain, we keep – people just don't post. So we only had 2 subs for both games. And then the first game, we only had 1 sub.
Wow. I was thinking about coming to watch on Sunday, and now I'm feeling like I should just bring my kit. Jesus.
I know, dude. Well, that's the thing. Usually, like, you sub in and out, right? And it's like – like only one person has to do a double shift. Like your boy was hurting Sunday and Monday. Cause like the whole game I'm running like the full match, and like a moron, I was the captain. So I piped up and was like, all right, fine. I'll play center mid. Like, let's just.
What? Dude. Wow. So,
your boy was hurting. Like yesterday walking downstairs, like my one heel was so sore. I was just like, this is bad. Everybody's like, are you hungover? I'm like, no, I am physically tired and like beat up.
Yeah, I even said it when you like hopped on the Zoom call for the podcast. Damn, Captain Smith just putting the team on his back, taking him to the playoffs. I love it.
Well, it's weird because it's like being the captain, it's not that hard, right? You go out for the coin toss, decide which side you're going to protect. Do you want to kick off? And then the main thing is you just got to count every time there's a sub and make sure you don't have too many guys on the field. But, like, a lot of people in this league just never played sports or I don't know. But they always seem scared to do it. I'm just like, all right, fuck it. I'm like, I don't care. I'll do it. And then it's like, what if we get a chance? Like, I was like, oh, we'd rather be at brunch. Rather be at brunch on 3. 1, 2, 3. This week I'm going to try to get him to do a 2-count. You know, you ever see, like, I'm just – it's a simple football one. But that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to be hard on 3. Work on 6. We got it. Hard on 3. Work on 6. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. Work.
Dad, that's what I love about you. How old are you? 40, 39?
40.
Yeah. Dude, 40-year-old man laying in his apartment just dreaming up the chant for his weekend's pub league team. He's like, let's get this. Like, that's, dude, if that's not like the essence of Ted Smith, I don't know what it is. Like, still a competitor. God. That's awesome, dude.
And I told you, Joe and I are very Seattle. We go to the same pub. We get beers and buffalo cauliflower. Like, just send it. Soccer guys are in here. You know what we're doing.
Are you serious? You guys get buffalo cauliflower, dude?
Yeah.
All right. I'm back out. Now I don't want to sub for this team. I'm a meat man. Dude, that's awesome. God, that is Seattle. Like, if you go and get like a what's it called, like an IPA, a cup of coffee, and some cauliflower wings.
Jesus, that's what we do. Get a couple IPAs, get those cauliflower wings. Let's get it going.
mean, that's rad.
I don't think they're any healthier because they're still fried. I just sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. I don't feel like eating, and I love chicken wings. I'm like, let's just get the cauliflower. Texture is easy. You can just dunk them in.
Dude, I can hear your friends from back home right now. You've gone soft, Ted.
Yeah.
I'll say it for them because they can't say it for themselves. But wait, do you guys – I don't want to, like, you know, dox the pub. Is it a pub near your current house?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, Sunday is the semifinal, then the final. Luckily, we qualified for the playoffs. So, you know,
we're already there, huh?
We are. Now, the secret is that there's only 4 teams in our division, so everybody gets into the playoff.
Ted Smith putting the team on his back. Wait, so if you guys win on Sunday, then you're in the championship? Zach?
Yeah. If we win the first game, we're in the championship, and then, and I've never actually raised the cup. in public. It's like a couple people on our team have won it before, as they switch up the teams every year. But I really want to go to the end of the season party and drink a beer out of the championship cup.
Oh my God. I know. I talk about the Stanley Cup all the time. I'm with you. There's very few like trophies as adults that you get to be a part of. And yeah, that'd be awesome to win the Pub League.
Yeah. And trust me, I wouldn't shut up about it till spring session starts and I'd still be talking shit.
Dude. Yeah. I was just talking to somebody about the World Poker Series bracelets or whatever, World Series of Poker bracelets. And, like, that's one of the few adult awards, you know, that's like pretty prestigious and cool to have. It's like, there's just not that many out there.
Yeah. And it just, I mean, like, we have a friend that has one from one of the games. And like, people are like, is he really that good? I'm like, he's a professional poker player and he has a bracelet. He didn't win the World Series of Poker, but he won one of the events.
Yeah. Yeah, he's won a lot of big events. Like, yeah, he's that good. Yes, you cannot beat him.
I would also like to remind people, and I get it, I love sports, but sports are supposed to be fun. Did you guys happen to see what happened last Friday night with Mexico and the USA?
No.
No.
So we're playing Mexico in a World Cup qualifier, and Mexico's goaltender or goalkeeper earlier in the week had said, Mexico is the mirror that the United States wants to be. Like, we always qualify for World Cups. Like, we win. We're this and that. Now, I'm not completely disagreeing with them. Mexico's soccer, El Tri, is a better program. Has been. But when Christian Pulisic scored, he pulled up his jersey, and he had it on his shirt underneath was written, Man in the Mirror. And I was like, yes.
Whoa.
Like, give it to him. But then people were like, oh, Mexico's right. Like, they are better. I'm like, hey, but it's also sports, guys. Like, they were talking shit. We talk shit back. Like, don't forget, like, we're having fun, too. And none of us play on the national team.
Dude, yeah, I feel like you and I were talking about this in relation to, like, when they banned, I know it's banned in college, but I can't remember if they also banned in the NFL, like, touchdown dances in the end zone. Like, when that got banned, I was like, dude, those were, like, a fun, like, you know, there's also like the rivalry and the fight. I feel like they're like kind of sucking the I don't know, the almost the like brotherhood out of it. You know, like you're talking S, but you're also like making a connection in a weird way. You know, like Ocho Cinco had like some crazy touchdown dances, and like everybody heard about those. And, like, we can all appreciate it on some level. Like, it didn't enrage anyone to like go on a school shooting or whatever. You know?
Yeah. Well, Jesus. College. Well, in college football, you can never celebrate in the end zone. Like, but that was always kind of the thing when you were growing up. It's like, if you're a professional and you score a touchdown, then you can celebrate because they're pros. That's why in college.
Wait, so can you do it now or no?
No. Not in college. You'll get a penalty. That's why college is always.
No, but in the NFL, you can't.
Yeah, they got rid of it and then they brought it back because everybody was like, dude, like, let them have fun. Like, let them have a group celebration. But then this year they have the taunting rule, which they keep calling. And it's like, dude, they're professional football players. Like, let them talk. And there's a level of taunting, which isn't a defined line, but you know it when you see somebody cross it. It's like, right, who cares? Like, you make a big sack, talk some ass. You make a good grab or you lay somebody out, let them know.
Yeah, dude. And like you said, one, sports are supposed to be fun. And two, no fans want to hear this, but at the end of the day, this is an entertainment product. And like the whole point is you want emotion in it. You want people to like love their team, to hate the other team. Like, that's what's fun. That's what, like, I watched way more Seahawks games when the Rams were still in St. Louis because I hated the Rams and I was so happy to see them lose their team. But like, you know, you need the other side. Like, you can't play tennis by yourself. You need the other side. And I think, you know, razzing the other team and stuff makes it more fun, man. I'm with you. I think they should be allowed to do it in college. And most importantly, I think the national team should be able to do it. And I think you should be able to do it in your pub league this weekend, Ted.
Oh, trust me. If we win a championship, I'll take that yellow card. Jersey's coming off.
Well,
dude, put Man in the Mirror on your chest. I dare you.
Go ahead, Matt.
I was just thinking, you know, you're the captain of that team. So I know they've treated a lot of games like championship opportunities already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, every week. Look, I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, the mayor has been a spark back there. Our form has been much better since he's been there. Now, it helps that it's the end of the session, so you get better. But also, I was sitting there. I was like, Joe, I'm not trying to gas you up, man, but we've been looking a lot better since you've been anchoring back there.
I mean, it's the most important position in the sport, right?
Tough to lose when nobody scores on you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, we won 1-0 and then a 0-0 draw. Like, that's all on the keep. And Joe had one. He had a couple saves, and he had one really good save. And then the ref said the dude was offsides. And I know the dude, Paul. And he's like, no, man, Ted had me on. Which, Paul, if you're listening, I did. But also the sportsman in me, I wasn't going to admit that to the ref. So I just walked away.
Oh, dude, Ted, that photo you sent me, you were right. We talked about this on the podcast. Those socks you're rocking are loud. Those things are noisy. For people who don't, if you've never seen the Maryland flag, he's got that thing wrapped around both shins and calves. I mean, it's like, it's red, it's yellow, white. Like, those things make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Well, raise high the black and gold. Black, gold, red, and white. That's what my socks are.
Dude, yeah, what I'm saying is you're setting a tone out there. Like, you've gone from, I'm going to dip my toe into this pub league, to I am team captain, center mid, rocking loud socks. I mean, next up, are you going to have a mullet?
If I could grow one, I'd have one. It's funny. One of the keepers from the other team, I can hear her yelling sometimes. She's like, keep an eye on Baltimore. Keep an eye on Baltimore as I'm trying to, like, get through traffic.
And you're like, DC, bitch.
Right after the game, I go, technically I'm from College Park, not Baltimore. And she's like, well, that's the only city I know in Maryland. I know. You're the only one that probably gets the sign. Most people just think I'm out there just like wowing out in these socks.
Blue Crab 22. Blue Crab 22. Is that hot?
I will also say, though, you can tell from that picture, like, as miserable as it is, I can't say this to enough people, like, playing even low-level competitive sports as an adult, it's just fun. And you can see Joe and I smiling. Like, every time we get out there, we're like, this is great.
Yeah, dude, and not to go all scientific on you, but yeah, it's the whole idea of eustress, like positive stress. You know, it's physically and mentally challenging, but it also feels good, you know, to be in a competitive environment. I mean, I think at our core, you know, we are competitors on some level and athletes as humans. And so, yeah, of course, it's so rewarding and it feels awesome. I mean, the only tough part is getting out of your car into the cold originally.
Oh yeah. Or like sitting on the ground to like do some stretches. Like, all right, well, my butt's wet now. That and halftime or like in between the two games, just like, usually you want like a little longer break to like drink more water. It's like, just fucking blow that whistle. I got to warm back up. Let's get it going.
Dude, see, that's what I'm saying, Ted. You're getting more and more alpha on that team. The socks, the C on the jersey as captain, the center mid position, and now you're telling the refs what to do. You're like, let's go. Come on, Z-Riss.
I will say, I wasn't too confident. The one ref, he's like, all right, captain, what would you like to be known as today? And I go, Ted? And he goes, Ted, I know your name. You can pick another, like, you can be Captain America for all I care. I was like, yup, my bad.
That's awesome.
I'm about business, like Ted.
Did you give him another name? Were you like, oh yeah, did you come up with something? Or you like, I got nothing, man, let's go.
Right, I didn't. I was like, I don't know. The other girl was like, just call me Brandy. I was like, all right, it's just Ted and Brandy, let's get it going.
Just call me Baltimore. Let's go.
I will say, though, good thing about pub league is there is a level. I did kind of just took a massive swipe at the ball on somebody's feet. And the ref was like, you got the ball, but remember, it's pub league. Easy with that. And I was like, yeah. Because, I mean, I just came through, like, swinging, just like, get this shit out of here.
Oh, damn. See, that's what I'm saying. Ted's getting chippy.
Well, I'll be happy if you actually come on Sunday so you can see the level I'm playing at. Because when I tell these stories, they sound better. Like, I always have to remind people, like, I'm still terrible at this sport. It's an instructional league, but it's fun to BS.
Dude, as long as you're having fun, man, it sounds like you're thriving out there on Sundays. I like to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I feel like
go ahead.
Sorry, I was just thinking about the meme of like Ted's pub league. Like, how Matt views it, how Cobb views it, how the listeners view it, and then like how it actually is on Sundays.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Dude, I'm doing this thing like at CenturyLink under the lights. Sorry.
Well, Matt, it's even worse too. Is like when I'm playing. Like I'm if I take like three dribbles, like in my head, it's like, oh, we are moving so fast. But I bet if I watched it on film, I'd be like, that guy is so slow.
Matt, you're totally right. Cause I'm like picturing this, like at the clink under the lights, like stands at least 50% full, you know, like a weak Sounders game. Like a Sounders exhibition.
I'm not crazy. I was thinking more like the Big Green, that Disney movie from the 90s. But like, It's still a movie. It's still a movie type atmosphere. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this is more like adults playing at a middle school. I know, because Rowan, I was texting Rowan. He was like, maybe I'll come by. And I'm like, just so you know, this is the level we're playing at. Don't expect anything crazy.
Dude, I might pay my body. We'll see.
All right. Also, I wanted to mention we'll be off next week. The Sounders have a home match, and Franklin and Mom's getting into town, so I'm going to hang out with her. But Turkey Day is coming up. I mean, we go through this every year. Turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes. What's number one on your guys' list? Like, what are you looking forward to eating the most?
Matt, go for it.
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I would say we've talked about this before, and I feel like every year I'm like, I think I'm a stuffing guy now. And it's like, I've been a stuffing guy for like 6 years. I got to stop sounding surprised every time. Like, yeah, you're goddamn right. I'm a stuffing guy. I can't wait. You just got to add some salt and pepper. But like, stuffing is the highlight for me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I can see Ted nodding in approval too. The thing is, I love turkey. I love mashed potatoes, but you can get those a lot of different times a year. But there is not a single other meal that I eat stuffing. Now, maybe that's on me and I should change that, but I don't really know how to cook anything. So I'm kind of beholden to other people. I definitely look forward to stuffing with like a little bit of gravy on it. And like just that one bite that kind of has everything in it, you know, that, and then also fresh pumpkin pie.
Yeah. And Matt, I'm with you. The stuffing's so good, as you're right. And Cobb, just echoing what you guys said, like you'll get mashed potatoes with a steak or something, but it's very rare to have stuffing. And also like, I'm a big fan of the gravy. Like I just don't get a lot of gravy involved in my life, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Dude, the question I want to ask is like, how the heck are they making those mashed potatoes at steakhouses? Because I feel like it's just so creamy and good. You know what I mean? Like you can never replicate that.
I mean, generally I'm thinking at a steakhouse, you're just talking about like a heavy whipping cream and a large amount of butter.
Dude, that feels about right. Ted, actually, this is kind of an aside, but the guy we just hired for our night guy for like popping popcorn all night, former head chef at the Four Seasons for 7 years. We're moving up, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, we could, like if you guys have any exotic, like gourmet food questions, I got the guy.
Matt, are you coming back up for Christmas? Or are you staying down there?
No, I'll be down here for both holidays. My parents are coming down this weekend and they're actually going to LA for Thanksgiving. And like, I think the night before, but yeah, they're putting me to work, and you know, this is a resort town. Like all my clients are here on vacation for the holidays, so you know, I'm already scheduled like every day of the week, and I'd assume that'll be off on Thanksgiving and Christmas, but I gotta stay local.
All right, that's fair.
Money never sleeps, Ted. Remember that.
Service industry, man.
All right, well, let's take a break here, and then we'll come back, read some emails, see what's matting in, and get into that cop topic. All right, well, thank you, as always, to our sponsors. I hope somebody's using that product or information or whatever it is they just advertised. So with that said, let's get into some emails.
I'm going to Harvard, baby.
I'm going to Harvard, right? And I'm taking this vibrator.
Oh, man. If I had a dollar for every person this podcast is sent to Harvard, I'd be a rich man, boys. Hey, guys. First off, y'all are wrong about Good and Plenty. Just wanted to put that out there. Oh, we were talking about food, I think. What did we talk about how disgusting Good and Plenty is on this
podcast?
You
guys did. It was during Halloween candy. I didn't chime in because, well, I don't feel too strongly about them, but I like them.
Well, Good and Plenty.
Trash, Matt.
Yeah, it's a terrible.
The trash.
It's a terrible name 50% of the time. It's wrong because it's not good. The other 50% of the time, there's plenty of them because people don't want to eat it.
Well, my friend Ted is trying to say is they're literally trash. Just kidding. All right, let's hear the story. For the Cobb topic, pronounced sale in Stanwood is the best food I've had in the last month. Their jerk chicken sliders are amazing. So are their zombie tots, a plate full of tots, chili, mac and cheese, and bacon. Honestly, everything I've eaten there is fabulous. Thanks for everything you guys do. Nolan in Marysville.
Hell yeah.
And it is not the Nolan that we all know in Stanwood either, boys.
Okay.
So for a second, he's talking about a restaurant in Stanwood. I was like, is this from freaking Taryn? I
know. Dude, I've actually never heard of that. We've been through Stanwood a lot. Ted, have you heard of this place? Sale? S-A-A-L?
No, but the problem is I go up to Stanwood a lot, but I'm rarely actually in like the city limits or like the city part of Stanwood.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like if I'm up there, if I go anywhere, I usually go to the Buzz Inn in Arlington.
Nice. Wait, is the Buzz Inn is not a bikini barista stand, is it?
No. It's a restaurant chain.
Oh, God, dude. So I think we talked on this podcast about when I accidentally, like on my scooter, went into, I think it's called the Beehive in Bothell. It's like, you know, it's like the, for people not from the Northwest, we have like bikini barista stands, but they're not in bikinis. It's like a small stand that you pull up to and they're in like, you know, very, very skimpy lingerie. So I pulled into one of those stands, didn't realize, like turned. There's like, you know, a 17-year-old girl in a G-string. And I just panicked and just drove off. Well, dude, I ended up on this thread. And apparently that happens to people all the time.
Hopefully she's 18.
Ted, if she was 18 with a wink and a nudge, I mean, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. But
yeah, not helping.
I'm not out there checking IDs. But, oh, dude, Jesus, that just reminded me of that crazy case where they gathered like 107 pieces of evidence or whatever going through that other stand in a city north of Seattle. But anyway, so there was this thread and it was like hundreds of people have had the same interaction as I have, like where they pull in and don't realize what it is.
They used to have one in the city across from the Space Needle, but it never lasted. And then in my neighborhood, they tried to have a bikini stand, except it was just shirtless, like ripped dudes.
Yeah, I know that guy. That was in the, at one point, they had two of them on Capitol Hill. One was going to be in the parking lot of the old hookah lounge we used to run up there. And then there was the one on Broadway, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of it, right? If you're in a predominantly gay neighborhood, like, why not have hunks in there?
I like for women from shirtless dudes to their hunks.
Well, I mean, like, you just got to use the terms, right? It's like one time I used college hunks who haul junk, right? And then like it was just like a dude and a woman, and I was like, hey, I'm not trying to be mean, but like, you guys aren't in college, you're not even hunks. They were like, it's just the name of the company.
I'm trying to hire some hunks.
Right. How many credits do you have? You look like you're my age, dude.
Yeah, he's taking night classes, don't worry. Oh man. Yeah, there was that one other one in the city. I've always felt like, okay, there's one other one by the Honey Hole or Barely Legal, something like that, up like on Aurora. And I've always felt like the bikini barista stand was sort of like the farm league for strip clubs. Is that accurate in your experience?
Yeah. Remember, for years on this cast, we had a theory, like, you start in a bikini stand, you hit the pole, and then you go to nursing school.
Dude, I love you, Ted. All right. Okay. Thanks for everything you guys do, Nolan and Marysville. Let's look at the next one. All right. The title is Essential Ted. Oh, whoa. This person is pissed. Dude, this might be the... This might... Wait. Let me... Sorry. I need a second to see if this is real before I read it.
I like the cop thought I was just like, no, man, I'm getting like food and beer. It's not going to bikini barista stands in Arlington.
Yeah, there's plenty of those closer to Seattle than Arlington.
Wow, yeah. Ted, I think we've gotten our first hate mail. Up to you guys if I read it. It's kind of funny, but the dude is definitely upset.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he's serious, but okay. All right. You lost a fan. Calling Aaron Rodgers Karen. You guys are chumps. Dude, I didn't even know what the story was when I said that, but whatever. What happened to freedom? If a man doesn't want a vaccine that doesn't do S, then he doesn't need it. I've listened to y'all for years, given Ted weed, been to many live days, but after today, you can all go F yourselves. You guys have fallen to propaganda, and I will not support it. No more popcorn from Pike Place. No more live days. Me off, you baby back bees.
Well, if you had listened to the podcast, right, Cobb called him Karen. I also like Throw Rogers. Or Throw Rogan.
Throw Rogan.
I didn't sit here and talk about it. Like I said, if you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. What annoyed me was that he kind of lied to everybody and then went on the defense talking about the woke mobs coming to get him, this and that. Like, nobody had said anything. Like, that's what I said. The dude, what's the guy up in Buffalo? Cole Beasley was like, I'm not getting it. Like, okay, cool. Like, Aaron Rodgers made it a bigger deal than it had to have been. And just because you don't like my podcast doesn't mean you have to hate KSW as a whole. That's okay.
Yeah, dude, you actually literally did say that. You're right. I mean, the Karen Rodgers thing, that's all I had even heard of it. I still think that's hilarious, but yeah, I think this person is really sensitive about it. Because I remember you saying that thing about like, hey, if you don't want to get it, fine, but just don't mislead us and lie to us, you know, which I think is the issue most people had with it. You know, obviously, like some people had issues with the vaccine thing. But man, Ted, I mean, the thing is, you know, this guy's giving you weed.
Okay.
I know. That's what I was just like.
Is Ted running background checks on every person that gives him weed? Like, you're checking IDs at bikini barista stands, Cobb?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that just seems like a really random thing to mention. I don't know. I'm surprised that this person's so upset. I feel like our comments were like fairly neutral, but whatever.
But that's not the way things work now. If you hear something you don't like, you got to be pissed off and not even. And that's what I'm saying. Like, did you even listen to what we said? You know what I mean? It's just like, all right, if you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get it. But also, just be a grown up and don't be a goddamn victim. I mean, I was talking about this last week. I don't care if it's the left and the right calls them snowflakes or Aaron Rodgers in this case came out like a victim right away, and it's like, everybody's not a victim all the time. Everybody's all defensive. Like, it's annoying as hell. And like, dude, like, I have friends that aren't vaccinated. I talk to them still and hang out with, like, I don't hang out with them, but like, you can talk to people and have conversations. But I don't know. I don't want to lose any listeners, but that guy heard us talking about and made a joke about Karen Rodgers and that upset about it. Like, okay, like, I'm not going to change your mind or get you to listen.
Dude, yeah, I would say I mostly agree with that. The bigger issue, in my opinion, is that, you know, that people aren't allowed to hold different views. Like, you know, he's upset because it sounds like probably we have a different view on that particular issue than he does. And it's like, dude, it's okay to disagree and still like each other. I mean, I have conservative friends, I have liberal friends, and, you know, we talk about different things and like, there's just some stuff we don't agree on. I mean, I think that's part of being an adult. And I always think it's more valuable to have friends that don't agree with me than to have friends that agree with me. Because if they agree, you're just in an echo chamber all saying the same thing and you're not learning anything new. But, you know, when I fly out to visit my friend in Indiana, he's talking to me about gun rights and things that the left maybe was doing that I didn't know about, et cetera, et cetera. And some of it, of course, is, you know, AM radio propaganda. And some of it's probably legitimate that didn't get through my filter. And then vice versa. You know, when I'm in Seattle and I'm, you know, smoking weed with one of my hippie friends, like, you hear a totally different story. And I think you can learn something from each, but to not be able to hold ideas that are opposed to yours in your head and think about them, I think is, you know, really kind of a sign of weakness. I mean, I think you need to be able to deeply consider the other side and also consider the fact that maybe you're wrong. And it could, and I feel like, you know, we are a wealth of information, but I do think we do at least a decent job on this podcast of talking through both sides, maybe not on this particular issue, but in general. So that would be my thinking, is just like, you know, you got to be open to the possibility that you don't know everything.
Yeah. It's also amazing that, like, people don't like athletes to talk about anything political, but then if they agree with them, they want to talk about them. I'm like, you know what? I don't give a shit what Aaron Rodgers says. I don't give a shit what LeBron says. I think they both have the right to say whatever they want and talk about political stuff. But like, at the end of the day, they're athletes. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Agreed. All right, let's check in, see what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Check out what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Check out what's mattening.
I'd like to start what's mattening by saying that I am a free thinker.
Oh, I know, right? I'm a critical thinker, right? So I guess I'm the moron because I don't agree with you.
Oh, we're just having fun. Everybody relax. Yeah, so I actually wrote down I ate dinner before this. I'm not hungry. And both my what's mattening things that I wrote down when I came here and I was scrambling, and I was like, oh, what happened? Both of them are about food.
All right.
Number one, I still get articles from Seattle on my phone from Google. And I got to say, we were some of the earliest public Lil Woody's proponents.
Yeah.
Go check the tapes.
Yeah. They're dude, yeah, you especially with
Climate Pledge, Safeco, all over. Like, what are you saying, Cobb? Their ascent has been amazing over the past however many years, but I remember talking about them way back in the day.
Yeah, no, I was saying, like, you specifically were an early proponent. I mean, I remember, like, when they first came out and you were all about them. Then you were all about when they had that donut burger. That was years ago.
It's on record.
Hey, I do the same thing with seltzer waters. People are like, oh, you like White Claws now? Like, I was on that. As soon as they started coming out, I was like, I'm about this.
Yeah.
Just wait till ranch water hits Seattle. I'm telling you, it's probably coming by next summer. It'll take over like a phenom. Promise you.
Sorry. I haven't heard of that one. Does it have alcohol in it?
Exactly. You will. They just got bought by Diageo. It's like this little Texas brand. Yeah, it's like alcoholic seltzer water. That was a weird transition, but I wanted to get it in there because I know that, you know, 10 months from now, it's going to be popular. And I want to be able to rub it in our listeners' faces just like you guys.
Right? You were the first one that introduced me to Topo Chico, for the record, if we're talking seltzers and trendsetters.
There we go. Take it.
So, the other thing I wrote down, and Ted, this kind of ties into what we were talking about on the break. But it's been a crazy time down here in the desert. First of all, just like doing everything, but it's been awesome. And went back down to the main strip of downtown Palm Springs. Like, it's crazy because there's a lot going on. It's very big, but it's also kind of a small town. Like, and so we just like going down to downtown. It's not a huge downtown. It's like one street. You can walk up and down, and then the other street's not as busy, but there's some stuff. And you know, there's a lot of cool, like, mom and pop, you know, small businesses and restaurants and stuff. So, and there's also a 420 lounge where you can smoke inside.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty solid.
And they have PBR high seltzers, for the record. No, non-alcoholic PBR seltzers with 10 milligrams of THC. So you go in, you have one of those, you get a pre-roll, you smoke that there. Maybe you grab some weed for later for when you go home. But a lot of times we'll go back in there on the way back anyway. So if you need some, you can grab it on the way out. But we go in there, we do our usual thing. Yeah, two PBRs and a pre-roll. And, you know, we enjoy it. And then we went to this place called The Central. Are you guys familiar with Croque Madame's?
Yeah, like a classy sandwich.
Dude, I've ordered them a couple times. I don't know their backstory. This is probably my fourth one in my life, but it's like one of the top four sandwiches I've ever had in my life. Like, this is, it's like what, ham and Swiss inside, and then they do something to it. There is an egg on it. It had all this like melted cheese sauce everywhere. So I had one of the best sandwiches of my life. Down, it's called the Central something. I don't know, but it's kind of right on Palm Canyon Drive, Cobb. But I would assume Croque Madame is French.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways, Ted, if you come down here, that might be like, it's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite things on that stretch. And if you're feeling like a Croque Madame.
Yeah, right. Because there's like a fried egg or a poached egg on top, and there's like cream and stuff. Like, I've only had it like once or twice in my life, but it's delicious.
Yeah. I haven't seen them on a ton of menus, right? But
yeah, you wouldn't.
If you put it on there, you know, do it justice. And I thought I'd had good Croque Madame's before, but this thing was next level. So, yeah, I would say that was the first thing that popped in my mind. I'm like, what happened this past week? The Croque Madame happened. Goodness gracious. That was like next level. So shout out to the Central Palm Canyon Drive, downtown Palm Springs. If you ever visit down here, you know, that's the spot. 10 out of 10.
All right. Well, now I got a new place to go.
Yeah.
I should mention, if you're listening to this today, tomorrow is live day. There are still a couple few tickets available. I know one person that's not going because they emailed us. guestsemi.com. Get a ticket. That'll be fun. Get a ticket for the afternoon show. We're doing a Big Dummy live, Meat Potatoes live, TV Time live. You know, everything's gonna be live. It'll be fun, and it's always a good time. And then, you know, I've been known to hang out for a little bit afterwards, maybe have a brewski or two. All right, well, Matt, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. Well, not to beat it to death, but you know, since we got our first piece of official hate mail, I feel like on some level that means we've made it, which is cool. I was gonna say, you know, it got me thinking about. So I work part of the time down at Pike Place Market. People always call it Pike's Place Market. It drives me crazy. So the Cobb topic this week: what can you say that can trigger an entire fan base? This could include anything like, you know, wrestling's not real, right? Stuff like that. So what can you say that will trigger an entire fan base? Feel free to email us. Email, literally the word email, at thepodcast.com.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, one that drives me insane, and it's so stupid, but I hate it when people say they're going up somewhere, and I'm like, you're going south. And I know it's not a big deal, but for whatever reason, it just drives me insane. Like, you can't, we're not going up to Tacoma.
Dude, seriously, that triggers me too. I don't know why. Doesn't matter, but it is annoying.
That's a loaded question. Something that could trigger an entire fan base. Here, I'll say one right now, and I mean this with all sincerity to Seahawks fans. Like, we are not good. The Hawks are not good. And like, I was talking to somebody today, and they're like, yeah, but with a roster with this much talent and this and that, we should be better. And I go, what talent? Where is the improvement on the offensive line? Who are these crazy running backs we have that are healthy? Like, the offensive scheme sucks. You didn't do anything much to do the offensive line. Like, it's also hard for people to just like, and look, I'm still going to watch the Seahawks flag still up. I'm still going to watch every game. But also sometimes just like, yeah, they're not good this year. It's going to be a long year.
Ted, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but you know I love to be a conspiracy theorist. And my conspiracy is that when you officially switched over from being a Washington, well, so how do you talk about in the past, a former Washington Redskins, now Washington football team fan to the Seahawks?
On the Washington football team. It's simple.
Did you bring the curse with you?
No, because they won a Super Bowl. And I saw them kick ass in London.
When did you flip over? Because I feel like we only talked about it recently. I know it was years ago, though.
Oh, no. I mean, I flipped over literally like right around the Super Bowl year. Because the 2 years before, they had beaten Washington in the playoffs. And then, like, the main thing was just, like, hanging out here in the city. It was just so electric. And then dating a girl that was from out here. And we'd watch, you know, I'd trick her into watching the games and stuff. And then, like, yeah. So it was, like, the Super Bowl year. And then, like, the next year. And I felt that loss. So,
dude, yeah. I wanted Chris and Q-Terra to hear you say it.
Well, Q-Terra wouldn't care. He's a damn Ravens fan anyhow. I will make this for the thousandth time. Miles and Thrill are Ravens fans. I lived in Baltimore, yes, for 3 years. I did not grow up there. I am not a Ravens fan. People on Twitter are always like, what's up with the Ravens? Or, look at the Ravens. I'm like, I don't give a shit. No, it's my buddy Alex that it pains the most that I'm not a Washington fan anymore. But it's all right. And all right. And one more thing. If there is a team I jinxed, it's Arsenal. When I started cheering for Arsenal, I went, maybe they won't be good for a while. So I'll have to actually earn this fandom. But now it's been like, I don't know, like 10 years or something, 12 years. It's been a while. And I'm like, oh, can we get back to top four? That'd be nice.
How about you, Matt? Anything to trigger an entire fan base?
I mean, there's exceptions to people. Like, I really respect our friend Nick, who does CrossFit at a very high level. But I don't think, because he's so high level, I don't think he'd be triggered by me saying, hey, CrossFit, kipping pull-ups aren't real pull-ups.
Oh, dang.
Zero pull-ups.
Wow.
Take that ego inflated number back down where it belongs at zero.
Matt, I can do 96 pull-ups.
Scabs, or depress them. Sorry. Yeah. God.
I do remember the first time I saw somebody say they could do like 100 pull-ups, and I was like, that seems so impossible. Like, I remember, I didn't say anything, but I remember, I know who it was, I'm not going to say, and I was, like, thinking in my head, like, there's absolutely no way this person can do 100 pull-ups. No way. Like, am I insane? Like, dude, pull-ups are hard.
Yeah.
That's good, Matt. That is
pretty good. I mean, right, like, I know a lot of CrossFit people that could do clean pull-ups, but you're right. Like, when you see them, I mean, is that the way they teach them? I mean, I feel like when I see even, like, super in shape people, they're always kicking out.
Yeah, I mean, that is apparently, I don't know that there's actual physiological benefits. I'm sure there's some jackasses that would claim there is. I'm just saying it's not superior to regular pull-ups from a muscle development standpoint. But to me, the only reason that it is a thing worth doing is because you're competing in CrossFit where it's a requirement for the sport. But most people in CrossFit don't compete in CrossFit, and therefore kipping pull-ups are completely worthless, especially if you're doing them instead of regular pull-ups, which are one of the best exercises ever.
Wouldn't it help with the momentum?
Yeah, it makes
like, sometimes you'll see people like curling, yeah, like heavy weights, but they're like swinging them. And I'm like, does that really count as a curl?
No, I tell people use your muscles, not momentum. And then if they don't get it after that, I start saying you're cheating. I stop saying compensating because it sounds too nice. Like, no, you're cheating. Stop that. And, you know, get a little indignant. But yeah, it's stability, control. It's and it applies to pull-ups and curls the same way. Just like, what are we doing swaying all over the place? Like,
yeah, I know. I gotta I always have to remind myself with dumbbells, like, let's take it down 10 pounds, fella. and actually flex the bicep when we're trying to do this.
It's a good idea. One thing that I've been doing in my new job is demonstrating what not to do to people and like the common flaws. And it's a ton of that. Yeah. That swaying through the midsection in the hips and just creating artificial momentum instead of just stabilizing awesome trunk muscles and using the ones you're targeting. So yeah. A little bit of insights in there, but CrossFit.
Okay, I feel like that's a good time to mention our email is email at the podcast.
Double our God, boys, email next week.
Stop talking. Our inbox is filling up.
Remember, we're off next week. So everybody, seriously, have a great Thanksgiving. And dude that's pissed at us, hopefully you come back. Yeah, but I'm sure Matt will echo this. Like, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Don't overthink it. Eat some stuff and have a good time, man. And it's a holiday. So get all that good food in you. I don't know. I think that's it. And then we'll be back first week of December. Hopefully I will be back talking about drinking out of the championship cup.
Let's go. Captain Ted.
And also hopefully the Sounders are still playing. So for MCTV, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.